people speak English, Spanish, or any other human language. The man you're about to meet speaks Doglish.
We've never met anyone who claimed to be able to talk to a dog. That is until we met an unusual dog trainer named Vladdy.
The Russian Dog Wizard is on the air.
Well, you're with the Vladdy Russian Dog Wizard and my co-host, Sarah. And before we get into this doglish, which is a little require a lot of howling and growling, we would like to get the news of the day. And Sarah is working so hard in our newsroom, and she always brings something very interesting, a piece of information. She almost like a KGB. She's sniffing for that information. Sarah, go ahead. What you got it?
Yes, I was able to pull up some news for you. We got several news sources that have recently reported that Bo Obama, the White House dog, is overweight and on a diet. I don't know how the president's dog is on a diet, but he is, and your dog could be at risk as well. So be sure to limit those treats.
you know what? Where lives the fattest dogs in the world?
I'm sure you see them all the time.
I see they're living in America, fortunately. But you know what? They're not the bad. And the owners, it's not the owner's fault. It's just a matter of education. Very quick tip. You know, the best diet for your dog would be low carb, no grain, high protein, high fat people. Anyway, so we have a lot of exciting things is going on. And you know what? Right now when the Vladdy talks, everyone is listening and our phone is already off hooks. So let's go to the callers. I'm going to take your live callers and give the answer straightforward. It's our Dog Talk Radio, straight talk about your dog. And lion number two.
Hi, Vladdy. This is Gretchen from California. How are you?
Good, Gretchen. How are you? Where do you live in California?
I live in Laguna Beach, Southern California.
Oh, this is like living in heaven without dying. It's like... Okay, so you are with Vladdy Russian Dog, I would say, with world famous Russian Dog Wizard, because I don't want to be, sounds impolite to myself, and with my co-host Sarah. And could you tell me how can I help you today?
I have a 10-month-old Labradoodle, and he started out great as a puppy, and now all of a sudden I feel like he's like going through his terrible twos. He's pooping and peeing in the house. He is jumping up on the table, grabbing things. He's just like crazed. I don't know what happened. He was doing great in the beginning, and now he's just getting very difficult. So I don't know what I should do with that.
Okay. Did you, Gretchen, raise the kids in your life? Yes and no.
Yes, two.
Two boys or girls?
Two girls.
Two girls. Okay. And your dog is boy?
Dog is a boy.
Okay, so you used to be, you know what, when you're raising girls, you can afford to be Democrats, but when you're raising the boys, you must be Republican. what I mean by that, you just cannot, I'm raising with my beautiful Ukrainian wife two boys, and you know what, there are wonderful kids, but you know, it's a much different if I would raise the girls. So my piece of advice would be you got to be 10 times firmer than you think you should be. Now, regarding your breed traits, look, you said golden doodle or labradoodle?
A labradoodle.
Labradoodle. So you have a Labrador retriever who is the bulletproof dog. Typical lab can jump in my van with the closed door, bum in my lap, in my van with its head, you know, bump backwards and just look at my van and look at me and look at my German Shepherd Mika and say, I was thinking that door is open. No, baby, it was closed because they're bulletproof. Typical lab can be running through the glass door, not realizing there is a glass door there, a storm door there. On another side, you have a poodle. Oh, my gosh, if you ever had the person who ever graduated Harvard or Musk University, of course, or like me.
He's smart. Yeah, he is smart.
Yeah, it's like ultimate. So now you have a bulletproof, and you have a very smart and manipulative, and he's too smart dog, and that's what he's doing for you. Look, you need to go to the golden rules of the dog training, which is never give to your dog any commands which you cannot enforce. Always reinforce your commands and never repeat your commands. After that, I would do obedience training, very firm obedience training. I would have a collar and leash, and I will show to your puppy who is the boss by simply walking him around your house. Training your dog inside of your house would be equally like almost like you're marking your territory without spraying all over. Yes, by doing this in your dog's house, you basically okay. telling him it's mine. You know, it's like a male human sometimes put the socks all over the house to show another male its place is taken. You can do this by training okay. him inside of your house. And okay. and yes, it's very important. And also what is very important, to meet your dog's physical needs. I mean, you gotta get him exercise. Get your dog outside in your backyard. And if you okay. like to chase the ball, toss the ball a few times. Make him run back and forth. Make sure he's tired. Tired dog is the good dog. And after you add that mental exercise, is doing mental stimulation through the obedience training, it's your dog gonna be overall tired. And that would be great idea for you to start it out. And look, okay. do this part. Call me after that, maybe in 1 week, and let me know if it works or not. Thank okay. you, Gretchen, for being
thank
on the
you.
Radio. Bye-bye. Thank you. Thank you. Bye.
Very good information, Vlad. I love it. And we are still taking calls, 1-888-429-5471, if you want to ask Vlad a question or any of our guests coming up.
Got a question? Call Vladdy.
We have Debbie McGilvery on tap, and she's an animal communicator with over 15 years experience, also the author of The Complete Idiot's Guide to Pet Psychic Communication. Should be very interesting. We're coming up next with her on Dog Talk Radio.
It's a rough world out there, son. It's dog eat dog.
All right, you ready? Please listen.
You're listening to the Russian Dog Wizard Radio Show.
La la, la la, la la. Look, if you just tune up to our radio, this is the Dog Talk with the Russian Dog Wizard. And we have a tremendous fun. I have an exciting guest today. And I cannot tell you enough how I'm excited right now to bring on the air Debbie. Debbie is the professional animal communicator. And she has 15 years experience and had clients all across the globe. She's the author of the book, The Complete Idiot's Guide to the Pet Psychic Communication. She was featured everywhere across America, including National Geographic Channel and many other local news programs. I love the stuff like this. I really love it. And, Debbie, let me bring you in. And could you tell to our listeners a little bit about your spectacular background? What my KGB sources told me, that you honestly yourself, before involved in this type of the business, you attended some type of the seminars and you just found the talent in you. And you started and you achieved what you achieved. And I don't believe it just because you attended. I think you had that talent because, like we say in Russia, who was born to crawl will never fly. But who was born to fly will fly. It's your word, baby.
Well, thank you for having me on the show. I've been looking forward to it. You know, I do not feel that only a few people get to have this ability. I truly believe we all have this ability within us, and my story kind of proves that. I took an animal communication class a long time ago, and my friends had to prompt me to go, and I really didn't want to because I was afraid if I actually could hear what the animals wanted to say that I would be too sad. So, but anyways, I did. I took a class, and it was a little goat who gave me the validation that I needed because I was very skeptical. I didn't believe that and you know, this was possible, and I thought it was a bunch of hoo-hoo, but this little goat looked at me, and I heard him say, you know, don't you think I'm handsome? And of course, I'm like, well, I made that up, and then he said, your pants are funny, and he was correct. I had on flowered stretch pants at the time, which is a big fashion no-no, but again, I thought it was my imagination.
And you made it. Sarah, don't you think it's a little bit sounds a little bit new age, like a new age?
Yeah, I think it does, and I think a lot of people kind of feel that way, but I don't know, I'm intrigued.
Yeah, go ahead. So basically, you got yourself in, you did study, and after that, you know, you start to really talk to those animals. You really get their point of the story. It's so interesting because I'm dealing with those clients all the time, and you know, sometimes, and I'm maybe not as good as you. I don't have that crystal ball which you have to figure out what is the story behind the story. Let's we put you through the test, baby. I'm ready. I'm so excited like this. I'm going to bring real color people. And he's going to tell us his story. And if you could please tell him, what do you think about his situation?
I will need to know the dog's name and just a physical description of the dog, what the dog looks like, in order for me to connect. So, and then I will be able to make the connection.
Okay.
Got a question? Call Vladdy.
Mr. Producer, I have a special producer, by the way. I have a co-host, I have a producer, I have an engineer, you know.
This is the real deal.
Yeah, the real deal. I have some special tea. Hold on, let me have it.
Hello? Does anybody hear this broadcast?
Sarah, you know, we have a great time to do this, and you look adorable today anyway.
Oh, I thank you.
Yeah, okay. So let's bring our second caller. So, Mr. Producer, bring the caller number two. Okay, Matt, you are with the Russian Dog Wizard. You are on the Dog Talk, Straight Talk About Your Dog, and with our very special pet psychic, Deborah. Deborah, I don't want to be impolite to you. I know it's the biggest crime in America to mispronounce the last name. Could you tell me, you listen?
McGilvery.
And, you know, I love that lady before even I met her. I don't know if I can say it like that. It's not just because she's pretty, but her eyes, when she looks to someone, it's like she can see behind that person, like she can see wall behind that person. Matt, pretty quickly, tell your life, not your life story, tell your situation about your dog, quick.
Well, my girlfriend and I just adopted a shepherd husky, and he is scared of everything in this world. Scared of everything.
Scared of you?
He's scared of me. He's scared of dogs. He's scared of other people.
What about your girlfriend?
He likes her.
Do you like your girlfriend?
Most of the time, yeah.
do you sleep? Oh, I'm sorry. Do you live with her? I mean...
I do. So it's me, the girlfriend, and the dog.
Okay. So you're called Debbie.
So what is your dog's name?
Timber.
Timber?
Mm-hmm.
And how
like
old is
Timber?
Okay. And how old's Timber?
We've been told three, about.
Okay. And the typical Siberian Husky or Shepherd Husky coloring, like your Shepherd color?
Yeah.
Okay. Hold on one sec. I'm going to make the connection.
Okay, while she's making connections, I have to tell you, the three things what I think should have been done. Number one, you should sleep together with that dog. Well, not really in the same bed, but the dog needs to sleep next to you. Number two, you should work with that dog. It means every time when you go pick up the milk or something, the dog needs to follow you. You have to have a better bonding with that dog. And number three, so working together, sleeping together, and eating together. What I mean, all this, when you're eating, I don't know if your girlfriend cooking for you or not, I don't know, you know, I really, but when you're eating, whatever you eat, your junk food, whatever you have, you know, if you eat it, make sure, share with your dog. I hate to tell you, this is not what the trainers will tell, but you are not driving under normal circumstance. So I hope Debbie made the connection. And
I did.
Diagnosis is?
Well, you know, what I keep getting from Timber is Timber is terrified of ending up in the situation he was in before, and he did not have a good relationship with the person who had him before. He shows me what this person looked like a very large man who yelled a lot, was just very vocal, slammed things a lot. So he has this insecurity and this fear, and he doesn't know where he fits in your life. He needs a job. He needs a purpose. Then he'll start to build up his own security. So if you can give him a job in your home so he feels important, so he knows where his niche is, that will help him to feel more secure in your life. And to just, you know, explain to him that he is here for good. He's so afraid of going back to that situation that he won't allow himself to kind of let go and trust. Does this make sense?
Yes, it does make sense for me, and I'm sure for the man. Debbie, I'm fascinated. I'm fascinated with your, you know, with your outlook and with your prognosis, not prognosis and diagnosis. Look, I would love to have you more and more. And where people can get your book, by the way?
I have a new book out. It's called Untamed Voices, where we speak with not only dogs, but tigers and lions and bears. Oh, my. And it is available on Amazon or at our website, untamedvoices.org. And a lot of the money goes right back to the animals.
Wow, and I would get one because one copy because I would like to learn how to communicate better also with the humans. They're always problem, not the dogs. Maybe
that's
my wife gonna cook for me eventually or do something when I tell her. I can influence. I just can look at her and say nothing, and she will do something for me. Is it the male's dream,
oh,
Sarah?
Oh,
this is a shut up, Vladdy. Yeah, okay, I know. Okay, thank you so much. Thank you, Debbie. We will have you back. Okay.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Thanks,
Debbie.
Bye-bye.
All right. Well, thank you, Debbie. And if you want to get in touch with us here at Dog Talk Radio, you can call 1-888-429-5471. We're also on Facebook and Twitter, Dog Talk Radio. You have zero excuse not to give us a call or not to get in touch with us.
Got a question? Call Vladdy.
Coming up next, we have Jan Schwartz, a PhD. She's also a forensic behavioral scientist and author of Last Summer with Oscar. I think this story is even going to warm your heart, Vladdy. It's coming up in just a few minutes on Dog Talk Radio.
Cannot wait.
This portion of Dog Talk Radio is brought to you by SoCal Dog Training. Does your dog take you for a walk? Do they bark nonstop? How about chewing your belongings? Totally disregard your authority and shame you in public? Vladdy, the Russian dog wizard, can transform any notorious canine into a well-mannered pooch. He can fly to your home even if you live miles away. Vladdy trains even the untrainable. Visit SoCalDogTraining.com to learn about Vladdy's unique dog training method, or call him at 949-244-0615. Your dog isn't bad, and it's not your fault. You just need Vlad.
Oh, wonderful music. Debbie, I want to dance with you.
Oh, God, no way. You sit down in your chair and you stay.
Nah, I kind of feel very good with you. Okay, we have a lot of fun today. And we would love to introduce very, very special guest coming. And I kind of even afraid to that guest because I cannot tell you. I mean, this lady is certified in every possible field. She even she's a director of International College of Behavioral Science. She even working like a KGB, trying to figure out all those white collar crime, like you say in America, working for police. I don't know for FBI. I don't know what that lady is doing, but she has a very interesting life story. She really does. This lady has a wonderful dog, which I love, Golden Retriever. And he got the cancer. Well, unfortunately, that thing is happening. So as usually, she tried to go to the traditional medical system. And traditional medical system, what they can offer? Just drugs and surgery. Just drugs and surgery. Hate it. So she discovered the remedies in her own backyard. You will not believe it. Janet, are you with us?
Hello, Laddie. Hello, Sarah. This is Jan Schwartz, and I'm so delighted to be with you. A very warm hello to you and your listeners.
Thank you so much. Thank you for being with us. I truly fascinating with your story and with your book and with your life story with your dog, Oscar. Could you tell to our listeners, what did you find in your backyard?
Yes. Yes, this was such an amazing discovery that I can't take credit for. But one evening when we were going for a walk, I was walking with Oscar and his litter mate Winston and their 9-year-old golden retrievers. And Oscar pulled me into these bushes. And we were walking around our village. We live in this incorporated village, and I didn't know what was going on, but he came out, and his face was covered with all of these leaves, and he went back in, and I let him just pull me into the bushes, and he was like an anteater. He was just pulling them off of the branches. And that happened for 3 nights, and
wow.
As the story goes on, he happened to find these same seedlings in our own backyard and in our front yard. And what is so incredible about it is I brought in tree experts, and it ends up being slippery elm seedlings. And this tree is on the endangered species list.
Wow.
And imagine in our own yard that we would have them in the front yard and then in this patch in our backyard and then also in our neighborhood.
Wow.
So,
look, it's just amazing. And
yeah.
What is also amazing to me that you are with such a tremendous background. You're so educated person. But you found a way, which you described in your book, because it's not just one-step process. You basically did something which is whole that science could not do it maybe for decades. You discover the way how you can prolong. See, look, if you can prolong animal's life, who your vet told you that your dog going to live 1 month and your dog
yes.
live almost 1 year without any
yes.
discomfort. I can only imagine how that 1 month your dog will live in pain and all the things. It's just
yes.
unbelievable. I know about you. It's unbelievable. We live in the best country in the world. I love this country. But our medical system is one of the worst in the world. One of the because the medical establishing here is like a medical mafia here is like a stronger than Russian mafia here. Okay, so I mean it's just unbelievable. I really have my own stories to tell, but it's different story and different subject. But back to your story. Now, in this book, you discovered many steps that if you can prevent if you can at least prolong the life, you definitely can prevent, you can really make the dog's life happier and long-lasting by
yes.
using those tips.
Yes, that's what we learned through this journey, which, you know, we were on needles and pins each day because we did not know what was ahead. But Oscar was the teacher, and I was his student.
Love it.
And these slippery elm seedlings restored his health, where this dog who was unable to eat began to want to eat. And then I reached out to people who had already been through dog cancer, and they had suggestions of some types of foods to make for Oscar. And before I knew it, Oscar wanted to keep going again and again on this 3-mile walk when here he had been given this death sentence that, you know, within at the most 60 days he would be gone. And it was said in a way as if it were 2 weeks. So I was devastated, and I was so attentive to this dog because you know how we love our pets. It's devastating to think that they could be gone in a flash. And so the slippery elm was the beginning part of putting together 6 effective remedies. And this really is a miraculous story, Vlade and Sarah, because I felt the presence of divine wisdom in the connection between Oscar and me. And I think anyone who has a deep connection with their pet has the same understanding of how we trust them to communicate with us. And Oscar did. And also, miraculously, a catalog arrived in the mail. And by then, I was trusting the process that there were no coincidences and that indeed inside this catalog there would be something important in there for Oscar. And sure enough, there was a product that had Slippery Elm in it. And so I ordered that and it was overnighted.
Oh,
and
my gosh. So
and this is how it started.
What you're telling us, he discovered on his own in the backyard, and after you received the catalog,
yes.
And it wasn't, oh my gosh.
Yes.
Oh,
and
look, that's,
yes.
Oh,
it's the truth.
Dr. Janet, I'm very fascinated. Look, I'm sure you have a lot of things to say, but let's our listeners to get your book and to see all those steps, because it's not one-step process. I read myself, and you describe so many interesting information in that book, where the people can, and we would love to get you back and talk more about these things, but about
you.
Your book. And about, I'm very fascinated in generally with your specialties. You have so many things to share, to say. It's unbelievable. And we have all that information now. Website, so the our listeners can visit it and learn a little bit more about you. Where the people can purchase this book?
Well, our website, www.lastsummerwithoscar.com, has four places that you can hook into, you know, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, local bookstores. But I'm thrilled to have this opportunity to talk with you both, and thank you so much for your interest.
Thank you so much for being on the show. Thank
Absolutely.
You, and we'll have you there. Bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
What a story of hope. Oh, we're definitely going to have to put that on our website. We are Dog Talk Radio, 1-888-429-5471. Sarah and Vlade, we are coming right back. We got a veterinarian on the line, Dr. Bob Ridgway, also the author of How to Treat Dogs and Cats with Over-the-Counter Drugs, which I didn't even know was possible. So that is coming up next on Dog Talk Radio.
Sit, stay. The Russian Dog Wizard will be right back.
And this is back to the Dog Talk, straight talk about your dog with Vladdy, the Russian Dog Wizard, and my co-host, Sarah. Sarah, is it difficult to have Vladdy to do the show?
It is difficult. I got to keep you in check.
Yeah, and I know our producer. Doc, are you there? am I making you worry and you're about keeping your finger on this button, on the red button? Okay, because it's very hard to put the muzzle on my microphone. That's why when the Vladdy talks, everyone is listening.
When the Vladdy talks, everyone is listening.
And we have a very spectacular guest right now, Dr. Bob Ridgway. How can I pronounce your last name, doctor? Because I'm so afraid to be incorrect in the last name. I heard it's the worst crime in America when you mispronounce somebody's names.
Yeah, well, Ridgway.
Ridgway. Doctor, you wrote amazing book, I would say two books, about how every pet owner can go right now in their local drugstore and get something which they never knew is available, so they could basically treat some of the minor symptoms. And I can maybe share with you one with the Russian famous secret also after when you tell me about your book a little bit more. Maybe you didn't know about that even. We will be surprised. But that's the amazing book. You know why? Because in this economy, and I'm hearing, Sarah, it all the time when sometimes even people dropping their dogs by the vet, it's so sad, and never pick them back because they have no money to pay for the vet bills. Doctor, could you please tell us about those great books and how our listeners can benefit from those books to in their relationship to get their dogs healthier?
Okay, sure. Well, what I've done in the book, there's certain things that people cannot do on their own because they don't have the experience, the background, the capability to diagnose, or the capability to have the medications that are necessary to treat certain things. So what I have done is taken things that I see in the past of people who would have treated their pets if they had known that they could have and what they could have used to treat it. And so I have in one book 103 different things, and another one 63 different items that a person can either treat or learn how they can prevent conditions from occurring. And of course, the cheapest thing to do is to have a program where you don't allow your pet to get sick. And that is just by having a wellness program. And the best thing for having a wellness program is to go to your veterinarian and have it checked every 6 months. I go to my physician every 6 months. They draw blood. They do urinary analysis. And they check everything. And he listens to my heart. And he gives me a physical every 6 months.
Doctor, I'll just ask you, is it strange that here in this country we are very bad about prevention? We don't believe in prevention. We don't think it's important. We go to the doctors when we already have the diseases. I see it in my business. You know, people don't come to me to train their dogs to be good dogs as far as obedience. No, they come when the dog somebody bit already, when he destroyed the house.
I know. That's the nature of the beast, you know. And so the reason I wrote the book is that I noticed that there are a lot of people who never will take their pet to see a veterinarian. They're just not going to do it. I don't care how bad the condition becomes. What they'll do is they'll drop it off of a shelter if it gets bad enough. And secondly, I have friends who have told me that they would take their dog or cat to see a veterinarian, but they can't afford to do so. And a third reason I wrote the book is that I know that people are going to drugstores and feed stores and pharmacies and so forth and buying products and using on their pets. They don't know how much to give, how long to give it, and what they're doing. They're either killing their pet or making it very sick. And so I thought, for those three things, I can help people overcome a lot of those kind of issues on common things that they would be able to treat and be able to purchase compounds at either like PetSmart, Petco, feed stores, pharmacies, grocery stores, that type of thing, that they could use to overcome certain things. So in the book, I describe the condition. Once you know, or you can, if you have a pet has a condition, you can look in the index and see if it's in the book.
Okay.
And then once you see that the condition is there, then it's followed by a treatment, what you can do to treat the pet. Now, you know, there's some things you can't do. And I've talked with some people, and they think that everything that a pet is going to get, they can treat. Well, that's not true, because many times there are many conditions that cause the same kind of signs, and so, you know, you have to have experience on what it is that you're diagnosing to know that you're treating the right thing.
Sorry, Doc. Let's go to the concrete example. I think that's what the beauty about give the people at least one piece of information. I'm sure they will want to go for the more. Let's say typical situation, my dog, just, you know, like some of the dogs, like a garbage hunter. They grab like a yesterday garbage. They threw up. It's just I need to clean up, and I'm not sure if the dog gonna throw up it again. And I know it's kind of mild poisoning.
Uh-huh.
What would you offer? What would you suggest?
That one there, it depends on how much, of course, the pet gets and how sick it is. If it's just going to vomit once, you don't need to do anything. It's a persistent thing, and once it's a persistent thing, there's not a lot of over-the-counter drugs that you can use to prevent vomiting if it becomes a real issue. Normally, if it's a one-time thing, there's really nothing that you need to do. But if it's a persistent thing, then unfortunately, that happens to be a condition that you need to take to see a veterinarian. Because if it's persistent, then it's one of two things. Either it's a real bad infectious bacterial thing causing the vomiting, or it's a blockage at the stomach, what we call a pylorus. And you can't tell that by looking at the pet just because it's vomiting. And so when it starts vomiting, what happens is it starts losing fluid and becomes dehydrated, mm-hmm. and a lot of other conditions occur. So in that particular example, you know, that is not a good one for over the counter.
Exactly. But sorry for that example, but I'm pretty sure there is many others. But just letting our listeners know, and I'm sure you will be also interested to know about very interesting component or over-the-counter medicine by name activated charcoal where Russians invented to detoxify their system from too much
activated
vodka.
Activated charcoal is over the counter.
Yeah, you can buy it over the counter, and we use the Russia when we drank too much vodka. But in reality, a lot of pet owners using it great in combination with probiotic for the minor symptoms, diarrhea or something.
I have
like
never
that.
Checked to see if that happens to be, but on a lot of toxicosis, activated charcoal is a very good compound to give, but. In my book, I didn't cite anything that would direct somebody to get that. But, for example, I have how to clean ears and keep them clean, because if they happen to get dirty, they get ear mites in them, they get infected, and they get a super infection, and then they have to take it to the veterinarian. So if they just check the ears, make sure that they're clean, I tell them how to clean it. It's very simple. And what they need to purchase to clean the ears, and they can do that. I talk about, people like to play with their pets, and they throw a ball, and the dog goes and fetches it and brings it back. And I have had more than one case where they have used a ball that's too small. It gets caught in the throat. And if that happens, they don't have time to put the dog in the car and take it to a veterinarian. It's going to die within 3 to 5 minutes, and you can't get someplace in 3 to 5 minutes.
You got to
do whatever you got to do right there on the spot. And so you can do the Heimlich maneuver by making a fist, putting your other hand on top of it, and put it just right behind the sternum, the xiphoid cartilage, which is the bone that runs down the chest, and jerk real hard up on that, try and get the dog to cough it out.
Doctor, you have so much information. We need to get you back. And producer now is screaming at me because we're running out of time. But please tell me, please, where our listeners, very shortly, you have about 30 seconds, where the people can get the book.
Well, they can get it at Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, Amazon.com, iUniverse, and I guess, those are the most common things. Probably the most common is to Amazon.com books, look it up, put the title in, and the book will pop right up. And there's two of them, How to Treat Your Dogs and Cats with Over-the-Counter Drugs, and then How to Treat Your Dogs and Cats with Over-the-Counter Drugs Companion Edition.
Great, and we're going to put all that information on our website of BBS Radio. Thank you so much for being with us.
You're quite welcome. My pleasure.
Fascinating. Definitely one I'm going to have to get. Oh, my God. It's a recession. Times are tough, you know? Vlad, I don't know if you know this, but we are going Russian versus Russian next. Oh, yeah. Game on. It's coming up next on Dog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Russian Dog Wizard Radio Show.
Love it, Sarah. We're dancing here too.
I started dancing up.
Okay, I am so excited right now. Would you mind, you sir, introduce our next guest?
All right, we got Dima, the owner of Good Boy Dog School, and also author of Dima's Dog School Training. I guess we're going Russian versus Russian here, or. Well, I don't know. What's happening?
UK versus United States, because Dima is one of the best dog trainers in UK. And I am a good dog trainer in the United States. You know, sir, I'm very modest about myself. My mom always kept telling me I'm never going to die for one thing, for self-modesty. But, my ambition has a rock bottom. So anyway, Dima. Welcome.
Oh, hi there.
So, Dima, right now on the Skype with us from UK. What city are you from, Dima?
We're in London.
Oh, London. We're in London. What is the weather in dismal London right now?
I can't see outside. It's pitch dark. I'm about to put my kids to bed. They have a big time difference, I mean.
Okay. What does I ask you, and I'm sure if you miss it, what is the weather looks like? You have a sunny day, bad day?
It's sunny earlier on. As I said, God knows where it is outside right now. Honestly, can't see out of the window. But, yeah, I guess we're okay for a change.
Okay, thank you for your time. And you have a kind of interesting accent, Sarah. I have my accent, but my accent is more like Michigan accent because I'm from Michigan originally.
I don't know about that.
But Dilma has some type of interesting between Russian and English. So, you know, that's very interesting. Dilma.
This is an awful thing when you're just beginning to lose your native tongue and you still haven't learned the English properly. So, yeah, that's, I guess, what you might be picking on.
Yeah. Dima, do you have some vodka right now? Because, you know, two Russians get together. Let me have mine. Hold on.
Change the water habits. Yeah.
What date is today, Sarah? What we're talking about? Oh, we're talking with the Dima.
Hello. Does anybody hear this broadcast?
Dima is the author of the wonderful book. And, of course, he has a training facility where the people – I need to come over his facility one day and learn from him. He basically doing a lot of fun. He is doing some dancing with the dogs, like we're doing dancing with the stars. He has a waiting list to get in his good boy dog school. And, Dima, you have your book by name Dima's Dog School Training. Yes, it's selling in America, really like a hot cakes, yes?
That's what I get from the internet sales. Yes, it's on Amazon. You can look it up. And, it's doing really well all around the world, really.
And
USA is a big market.
So many people are interested about differences between UK and USA where the dog training. But two trainers can agree just on one thing, that the third trainer is wrong. So what we're going to do, we're going to put Dima and Vladi through the test. It's going to be Russian versus Russian. It's going to be UK versus United States. And, you know, guess what? The beautiful American girl, Sarah, is going to be referee. Sarah, give the rules of the fight, please.
Basically, just answer very quickly or we're cutting you off.
That's American way. Okay. So I guess, Sarah, you can start. So three questions and all 1 minute for each to answer.
Okay, this one came in from Twitter at Dog Talk Radio. We have two new puppies. One of them barks a lot and starts barking at the other, and then the other starts too. So what can we do?
Dima first.
Oh, okay, great. First question that springs to mind, how close are those puppies with the owner? Do they understand the owner, the handler, the household rules? Have they been introduced properly beforehand? No behavior can be solved reactively. The dog begins to bark, you're in a room already. So step back, build up a good relationship, teach that puppy the meaning of sit, stay down, go to bed. Here's a biscuit. And that puppy might want to do exactly what it's told when it's told to do so. Done.
Wonderful.
Very nice.
Well, I would just say this way is not going to work because it's America. In our country, if the problem is not fixed instantly, the puppy goes to the rescue organization or humane society. People from the love goes to the hate. So we need to stop the bleeding, and I would use amazing air device by name Pet Convincer. If the dog says barking, Sarah, could you bark like this? Could you do it for me?
Go ahead.
That's the air spray device, Pet Convincer. I push the button, you stop barking, and I will say, good girl, Sarah, good girl, in English and in Doglish, and I'm going to give you a piece of Russian kielbasa or American cheese. Next question.
Okay, that's the last time you're getting me to bark, by the way. Our new puppy keeps urinating on the same spot on the rug. What can we do to stop that?
Me again? Well, easy. Again, in modern day and age, there's so many gadgets on the market. Crate training is a fantastic technique. Puppies are clean naturally. Being confined to a certain spot for a period of time, say an hour and a half, 2 hours at a time, taking for a little walk, interaction, game, food, play, brush, food, outside and back in the crate. There's no time, there's no space to go to the toilet. Stick to that for a week. Dogs are very conservative. They work out a good habit. Within a week, you don't have a problem. Puppies urinate when they're let outside. Well, puppies come into the house to sleep, to play, to spend quality time with the family member.
Okay, and my approach would be following. I want to make sure the dog is always supervising, puppy supervising. If you cannot supervise, puppy is crated. And here is the more important thing. And let me ask my German shepherd, Mika. Mika, I want to ask you something. Mika heard this question, and here's what she told me. Well, what you need to do, because she raised a lot of puppies, and she told me, you know, those puppies, like you humans, they... Something is going on there.
Our new puppy keeps urinating on the same spot on the rug. What can we do to stop that?
Okay, here is the way I would address that. Obviously, puppy is left to roam around at its own accord. I don't like unsupervised behaviors. I do highly recommend all the modern-day gadgets and gizmos. A crate would certainly spring to mind before anything. Puppy goes in a crate, spends a couple of hours there, goes for a little walk around in the garden, play with the owners, back in a crate, and so on all throughout the day. No unsupervised time, no chance to go and basically wet the favorite carpet. Dogs are hugely conservative, weak, you know, of the same behavior. The routine is formed. A puppy is broken the pattern. He's not going to go and sort of mark the carpet again. Plain and simple.
Okay, and my approach will be following, but I need to ask the advice from my German shepherd, Mika. Mika, did you hear it? Yes, she heard it. Okay, here's what she told me. She told me, please do what the Dima said as far as supervision. Supervise. You cannot supervise. Put the puppy in the crate. But she also added, and here is the great thing she told me. She told me, we dogs, like you humans, we don't like to eat in the area where, we don't like to pee and poop in the area where we pee and poop. We don't like to eat where we're pooping. So like you humans, where you humans don't like to eat hamburger, in the restroom. So he told me, put the bowl of the food in the area where you don't want your puppy to urinate, and magically your puppy will stop peeing and pooping in that area. Question number three.
Okay, we want the puppy to sleep with us, but we're afraid it will fall and jump off the bed and get hurt. What do we do?
Let me start it, and Zima will finish.
I love this one.
I love it too. This is the question, Dima. You will agree with me. Like every dog you're right. Every dog trainer would agree on. And the thing is, that person worry for the wrong reasons. What the person should worry about, that allowing the dog sleep with you in the same bed, it's like, I'm sorry to tell you, Sarah, it's like you are allowing somebody sleep with you in your bed and have to expect him to listen to you. That's not going to happen, okay?
I really love the dog in the bed. You know, there's nothing better than the sloppy kiss in the morning and he climbs up and, well, I'm not saying that he would stay in bed, but, well, he comes and goes. I absolutely love and approve of it. It's my household, my rules.
Okay, I believe if you're raising the dogs vertically up, you're raising his social position. And after that, you're becoming equals. You're becoming roommates.
This is the longest debate we could have online, but, dominance is certainly not the concept I would be supporting. I don't think it really matters. Bringing up the dogs, who cares who is the strongest, who is the biggest one?
That's
when they want something, they do it. When they don't, it's not about, you know, where you are. They're faster. Yeah, go on.
Zima, I was told by producer I need to be nice to you, but my blood is boiling, and I try to be as polite as I can, but I love you. You're the great man, and I would love to have you more and more, and would like to talk to you about more and have more fights with you. Thank you so much for being with us.
Anytime, Brad, anytime.
All right, and that says it all right there. Dog Talk Radio will have plenty more information coming up. We are on every other Saturday, 11 a.m. and 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. You can always give us a call, 1-888-429-5471. We're also on Facebook and Twitter at Dog Talk Radio. Vlad, I am pooped. Time to go home.
Okay, let's go. Time to go home.
Get the show.